This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Yesterday, we were introduced to Jackson Takich, Director of Economic and Financial Research with Farmer Mac, the brawn behind ag lending. Takich says after some lean years, 2019's farm economy could be coming around.
Yeah, we certainly got a lot of good movement in trade negotiations. So getting through the NAFTA 2.0, as I'll call it, instead of the USMCA. We got some good deals with Europe and Japan, kind of in Korea. So all these things are very positive for both the U.S. economy as well as U.S. agriculture. Really, if we can get through this China, this is the last thing that's between the U.S. farm economy doing well and not doing well, is this China deal. So if we can get a little bit further there and maybe drop some of the steel and aluminum tariffs, I think it will be, 2019 could be a much better year for U.S. agriculture. If we can get through that, because we do have more outlets for our products through some of these new trade deals.
Takich says that could include beef, pork, and poultry producers.
I think the protein sector could have a decent year for the protein sector. As feed prices go down, as commodity prices go down for feeds, that tends to be a net benefit for the protein sector. So as long as Americans are feeling good about their pocketbooks, which they tend to be, they're going to eat more beef, they're going to eat more pork and poultry. And if the world economy can pick up a little bit, it could be a decent year for the protein sector.
Takich says communications is key, so be sure to let your lawmakers know how you feel in the year ahead.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.